Let's turn now to the zooplankton. These animal-like plankton are also very diverse, and we only have time to show a few examples here. They range from unicellular protists to complex multicellular animals. All are heterotrophs. In general, zooplankton species fall into three groups. The first group are the many tiny animals that spend their entire lives as plankton. Jellyfish and pteropods are examples of these. The second group are the larvae of species that will become benthic invertebrates as adults. Examples shown here include the larvae of barnacles, sea stars, and crabs. The third group are the larvae of nekton, or animals like fish that will eventually grow into free-swimming adults. Two examples on this slide are the larvae of tuna and of swordfish. Indeed, the larvae of almost all fish are planktonic. They're voracious predators with large mouths and big eyes that feed on other zooplankton and on phytoplankton. Of course, all these plankton are themselves important food for lots of marine life. Many adult fish, even those as big as the whale shark, feed primarily on plankton. And marine invertebrates like corals, sponges, and bivalves are filter feeders on plankton.